Hollis, Queens is not on the water. It's not in a flood zone. And yet residents have been dealing with flooding for years and did so again recently when the remnants of Hurricane Ida passed through the region. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim investigated why this neighborhood has faced the same issues over and over again.
Emrisa Begwadin vividly remembers her family's first major flood.
I was in junior high, and it was about to be my sweet 16, so the house flooded, like, tremendously for the first time, like, a couple of weeks before.
It was 2005. Begwadin and her family had recently moved into a house on 183rd Street at the corner of 90th Avenue. It was the first home for her parents, who, like many of the residents in the area, are Guyanese immigrants.
So we had to literally throw out our whole house, and my parents still wanted to throw me this party, which was crazy. And I was like, stop it, like, we have to literally save the house.
The neighborhood is one of several low-slung single-family homes with porches and modest yards. It's filled with working and middle-class families. When you close your eyes, you can hear the squeals of children and ice cream truck jingles. But rainstorms trigger a terrifying drill. Neighbors run towards sewer grates where they use rakes, pitchforks, and even sticks to try to loosen any blockages. Not every storm is an Ida, but any storm has the possibility to overwhelm their homes. The neighborhood has experienced cyclical property damage, but Ida created an unimaginable loss. Across the street from Bagwadin's home lives Amit Shivprasad and his father. When the storm swept the city, they were outside and they ran into the father of the family who rented their basement.
My dad asked, where's your wife and son? And he said, they're down there. And I'm like, what do you mean they're down there? I call 911 right away.
But it was too late. The wife and son, Tara and Nick Ramskreet, had drowned. Their deaths sounded an alarm across the city about the impact of climate change. But they've also raised another urgent question. Why is this part of the city prone to so much flooding? It turns out there's a historic reason.
Yeah, those people, I'm afraid, they live in the old Rock Hollow Pond.
Eric Sanderson, a landscape ecologist who works at the Wildlife Conservation Society, studies historical maps. New York City is often thought of as a coastal city, but it's also a city built atop marshes, estuaries, and other bodies of water.
We think we're so powerful, right, that we can just build over things and, you know, make streams and topography go away, but that's not really the case. Water that's not captured by the storm drain system is going to continue to flow like it always has done.
Other parts of the city have also been built over ponds and streams. But Hollis is a historically Black neighborhood, and researchers say that it's suffered from a lack of public investment that dates back to redlining. Natalie Bump Vina is a professor of urban studies at CUNY.
If you go to these community board meetings, they're not only talking about infrastructure, although they are, they're talking about trash pickup. They're talking about park maintenance.
In 2011, the disparity became so glaring that the NAACP argued that the flooding amounted to a civil rights violation. Now, the city is playing catch-up. Under de Blasio, the city has committed over $2 billion to upgrade the infrastructure and install new sewers in Southeast Queens. One of those new sewers is being installed on 183rd Street. The $10 million project has resulted in a sewer nearly 75% bigger than the previous one. It's expected to be finished by next spring. But that's no longer good enough for the residents here. They say if homeowners affected by Hurricane Sandy in 2012 could get buyouts, why can't they? The mayor responds by saying he's open to ideas, but he points out that during Sandy, many homes were completely destroyed. He wonders whether the homes in Hollis, which is not even in a designated flood zone, can simply be retrofitted.
This was a lovely room I had here. It's like seven dumpsters came out of this.
Nearly a month after the storm, Amrisa's mother, Amrita Begwadin, is still dealing with the fallout. The water rose more than a foot into her first floor. Over the years, Amrita has attended countless community board meetings to complain about the flooding. She's not the type to give up. but a contractor recently told her she will need to replace the foundation wall in her basement.
I can't do this anymore.
16 years ago, when the first flood hit, she was determined to go through with her daughter's birthday party. Today, she's just as determined to get a buyout and leave. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.